This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. This week, we saw first for an American president an appearance in solidarity on a union picket line. President Joe Biden on Tuesday joined striking United Auto Workers outside a General Motors plant in Belleville, Michigan. By contrast, former President Trump spoke to non-union auto workers at a facility in Clinton Township, Michigan, an event that had initially been drawn up as counter-programming to that evening's second Republican primary debate. What do we make of these appearances and their messages, and how does this all compare with what we've seen from presidents over the decades when it comes to labor disputes? You can join in at 800-642-1234. What did you think of President Biden's appearance on this picket line? Does it affect your opinion of Joe Biden as the sitting president, as a candidate? And how about former President Trump, a current candidate, Trump's rally in Michigan? What did you think of his appearance and his message there? Do you want to hear presidential candidates talk about labor and organized labor in particular, and what do you want to hear from them? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Harold Meyerson is editor-at-large for the American Prospect. He's previously an opinion columnist at the Washington Post, an executive editor of the LA Weekly, and a lot of national outlets have published his articles on politics, labor, the economy, foreign policy, and American culture. Harold, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Rob.
Before we visit with our current and previous president now, can you put this in a little perspective? Once upon a time, you write in a recent piece, American presidents sent troops to break up strikes. How have we seen that evolve over the years?
Well, that was common practice in the 19th century and even at the turn to the 20th century. Once Franklin Roosevelt became president, that pretty much stopped happening, except maybe during World War II, when there were some strikes at defense plants, but that was a rather exceptional period. Obviously, with the New Deal, public policy turned sort of somewhat in favor of workers in unions, and that became for many years the base of the Democratic Party. Though over recent years, that base has been shifting somewhat, only somewhat, to a more purplish rather than bluish stance. What Joe Biden did earlier this week was without precedent. No president had ever walked on a picket line before with unions who were on strike. And this, I think, was emblematic of two things. Of Joe Biden's genuine commitment to increase the lot of American workers and his generally pro-union sentiment, which has largely been part of his career, and also the fact that a good chunk of the working class vote is up for grabs, partly because Donald Trump took some positions the first time he ran for president, like he wasn't going to cut Social Security or Medicare. Trump was beginning to realize, and some Republicans were beginning to realize, that they had won a segment of the working class, largely the white working class, but not entirely, because of what they were saying on cultural issues and on the declining clout of white America and what have you. But that since that was becoming the base of the party, gosh, maybe we need to say something about these same people's economic issues. And so to a certain degree, the Republican Party has, at least at the rhetorical level, made a bit of a shift towards saying, yeah, workers need a raise. They're not raising the minimum wage or anything like that. And this has become contested terrain, which is why both the current president and the immediately former president were in Michigan this week.
In the run-up to those visits, some of the news coverage even was along the lines of, okay, both Biden and Trump are going to southeastern Michigan to reach out to striking UAW workers. Now, the venues they chose were very different. The messages they delivered were pretty different, especially when it came to unions. Can you compare and contrast a little what you saw?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Joe Biden walked alongside a UAW picket line, spoke alongside the relatively new president of the UAW, Sean Fain, and basically endorsed the union's wage demands. Donald Trump went to a non-union auto parts factory He was invited by management, and the press accounts of that meeting suggest that there may only have been a handful of UAW members at that meeting, that there were, you know, obviously blue-collar workers of various descriptions, some union, some not, at that meeting. And they all pretty much seem to have come from what is, you know, the Trump base. And Trump basically didn't really have much of a union-related message, and he's previously castigated the UAW leadership and said he'd be okay with them if they endorsed him, which is highly unlikely. They've already said they won't. And his main pitch is that the shift to electric vehicles is going to wipe out the domestic automaking industry altogether. You know, which Biden counters by the fact that the programs that he put through have funded a whole bunch of domestically located factories to make electric vehicles. And the issue there is how many of those jobs will be union jobs. But I mean, to claim that, you know, as Trump does, that Biden is working to eliminate the U.S. auto industry is, Gaines said, is made perfectly clear that this is not the case due to all of the funding that Biden-backed legislation is giving to creating those factories here in the United States.
I want to listen to a little bit of former President Trump talking about the electric cars. Here's a listen.
Biden's cruel and ridiculous electrical. Think of this. He wants electric vehicle mandates that will spell the death of the U.S. auto industry. You know, it doesn't matter. I watch you negotiating a contract. You're all on picket lines and everything, but it doesn't make a damn bit of difference what you get, because in 2 years you're all going to be out of business. You're not getting anything.
A lot of the economic effort, it seems like, as you're getting at there, from the Biden administration, is saying, can we bring those jobs producing electric vehicles from China to the United States? Is that the focus you're seeing?
Yes. And then there is an attempt by the Biden administration, which has not been perfect, and some of the legislation was weakened when it went through Congress, but to ensure that those factories that are, you know, now being funded in part by the federal government in tax credits and such, employ union workers at union wages. Now, the fact is, a lot of those factories are going into the non-union, anti-union South. Biden's appointees to the National Labor Relations Board are endeavoring to change some of the rules of union elections, which would make it somewhat easier for the UAW to organize those plants, which they have not yet been able to do. But there's no question that those plants are going to be here in the United States. And the remaining question is how many of them will actually employ union workers at decent wages.
Talking to Harold Meyerson with the American Prospect, talking about visits by the current president and the previous president, most likely 2024 election competitors, to Southeast Michigan, talking about labor. Here's a listen now to President Biden talking about labor in the middle class.
Folks, you've heard me say it many times. Wall Street didn't build the country. The middle class built the country. And unions built the middle class. That's a fact. So let's keep going. You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now. Thank you very much.
Now, reaching out to unions there, Harold, union is not synonymous with manufacturing worker these days. The percentage of unionized workers in the United States has gone down a lot over the years. Is reaching out to unions the same politically as reaching out to working class Americans these days?
The rate of unionization in the private sector today is a flat 6%, which is pretty dismal. I mean, when Joe Biden was a, you know, was a kid, it was at about 35%. So that's a major weakening over the decades. But by the same token, if you look at the polls that the Gallup organization and the Pew organization do every year or every other year, in the case of Pew, union favorability is higher than it's been at any time since the 1960s. I mean, the American public is aware of the growing economic stagnation of a lot of American workers, of themselves in many cases. And the approval rating for unions, particularly among the young, is, you know, among the young, it's in the 80 percentile. So in the general public, it's about 70%. So, you know, those messages resonate beyond just union members. And they resonate, I think, to a broader public. And the political people around Joe Biden realize that, which is one reason why he was at that picket line.
When it comes to the ability of organized labor to unionize, say, a new, a different auto plant or Amazon warehouse, or the list goes on, does it matter who is in the White House and which party is in the White House?
Completely. It completely matters. If you want to look at a government agency that functions as a ping pong ball between Republican administrations and Democratic administrations, it's the National Labor Relations Board, which under Trump and previous Republican presidents had made it harder for workers to form a union. And under Biden in particular, there have been some rule changes just recently coming out of the NLRB, which make it now, I think, significantly more possible for workers to organize a union without getting fired, which is commonly what happens, which is one reason why the rate of unionization has gone down so much. That's been illegal since 1935, but there never have been any serious penalties against it since about 1950. So now the Biden NLRB has reinstated that. And, you know, that kind of thing makes a real difference between a Trump and a Biden administration.
Do you think these visits this week by Trump and Biden to Michigan are a one-off when it comes to presidential campaign interest in the labor issue? Or because Michigan and Wisconsin and other manufacturing states happen to be swing states, do you think we'll see a lot more of this?
Well, I don't know if we're going to see any more Biden on the picket line, but I think we're absolutely going to see Biden making a strong pitch for union worker votes and for worker, you know, working class votes anyway. And we can certainly see Trump doing the same, both along the lines that they laid out this week in Michigan. So in that sense, whether or not anyone's on a picket line or not, in that sense, they're not a one-off at all.
Harold, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That's Harold Meyerson, editor-at-large for the American Prospect. We talked to him today about some of the history of presidents and their engagement with organized labor and what we saw this week from President Biden joining a UAW picket line and former President Trump speaking at a rally at a non-union auto industry plant.